The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the staff and management of this station.
Good morning. This is Carol Gordon of Heart Menders International, broadcasting from News Radio 1000 KTOK. My husband Lewis and I founded Heart Menders International, where hearts and lives are changed. We are a generational ministry called to proclaim the message of the healing of hearts, marriages, and families. The crying challenge to keep families whole and healthy is so great today that it calls for a strong, proactive, biblical approach to life. Our Heavenly Father designed marriage and family before the fall, and He knows how to build healthy family relationships now. We have available help from heaven. Lewis and I were married for 46 years. We had almost 22 years in our honeymoon of healing before he moved to heaven in 2002. The Lord continually urged our growth and refining by His Word. We encountered many of the same issues your family may be going through in the unfolding life of our family. We have had marriages that ended in divorce, financial pressures, prison terms, health problems, misunderstandings, reconciliations, and many other challenges. The Lord faithfully brought us through them. We learned to lean on Him, and He has healed, strengthened, and matured us. Early on, He told us to give to others what He taught us. In 19 years of ministry together, Lewis and I saw hundreds of families, thousands of individuals, go to a new level in their walk. With others in my family, we are now in our 18th year of weekly meetings on Tuesday evenings at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue, where we share and pray for needs. Don't struggle alone. You can call in for prayer at our office Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. Again, I'm Carol Gordon, and I'm so glad to have as my guest today, Deborah Brunt. And Deborah has a new friend. We've been together several times and just have enjoyed getting acquainted. She's a wonderful Christian woman, and she has a lovely outreach here in Oklahoma City and around the other parts of the country. And Deborah, tell me about your walk and how you came to be one who is giving out at the rate that you're giving out.
Oh, Carol, thank you so much for having me on your show. I was born in Mississippi to parents who love the Lord, who walk out their Christian faith.
And how wonderful.
Seeing that as a child made a huge impact on my life and my sisters and my brother. And as I grew up, I early on myself personally came to know the Lord. And as a teenager, I began to follow Him and to lead others to follow Him. But as I did that, pride came in. And at my senior year in high school and my first 2 years in college, I allowed pride to grow to the point that then rebellion followed pride. And I rebelled against the Lord for 3 years there when I just went completely opposite to His ways and His desires for me, and of course all the repercussions that brings. Mm-hmm. And the primary repercussion was just that Holy Spirit in my heart constantly pulling me to come back to the Lord and constantly not giving me peace with being in the place that didn't please the Lord and that wasn't good for me. I mean, it's always destructive when we don't walk in the ways of the Lord. And so after 3 years, I was in a summer of working in Florida, and God got my attention and brought me to the place of repentance. I actually attended a church that summer. It was one of those, kind of like some of the people in the Bible, one of the man who had the legion of demons who ran and fell at Jesus' feet and then said, "What do I have to do with you, Lord?" And, of course, that pull of the enemy against Jesus at the same time that you're trying to fall at His feet. So I would go to that church, and I'd sit in the back, and then I'd run out the door as soon as it was over, the service was over. But that morning, one morning, the Lord just grabbed a hold of me by the collar, and the pastor preached on repentance, and I think I was crying before he ever started the first sentence. And and God changed my heart. I repented. I turned back to him. 25 years after that, I found that pastor. I tracked him down and wrote him a letter because he never knew that God had radically changed my life that morning. I never belonged to that church. I never had a name that they knew that had made any commitment there. But God got hold of me that morning in that worship service. And so as I followed him after college, he led me to marriage.
Mm-hmm. I'll make a comment there.
Yes.
I would just be sure that that letter came to that pastor just at a time that he needed mm-hmm. encouragement, because knowing how God works,
yes,
that he would use you to affirm that pastor at a time. I don't know if you heard back from him or anything, but I just am certain God used that, because people need to say thank you. They need mm-hmm. to let people know how their lives have been touched. That's more important than most people realize. They just take what God did and go on, and they never say to the person God used, "You were an encouragement to me," because we need to encourage each other that way. Go on. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it is really important that we acknowledge the milestones in our life.
Well, and actually, I did talk to that
man. Oh, good.
And I'll tell you, probably 20 years after the turning back to the Lord, I began to think I should find that pastor and call him. I wasn't even sure of the name of the church, and living a long distance away. And so for 5 years, on occasion, I'd think of it, and had even tried to locate the church at one point and couldn't find it in the phone book in Orlando, and thought, well, maybe I'm remembering the name wrong. But in the Lord's time, all the pieces fell into place to where I was able to locate the church and find who was the pastor. I didn't remember his name, but God allowed that to happen.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's a wonderful nugget. Go ahead.
Thank you. So I went back to school after that summer for 2 years, and radically different, just could not get enough of the Lord, could not get enough of his word, as if I'd never seen it before. Mm-hmm. And as I sought him, I graduated from college, I moved home, and within a very short time met the man that I married, whose name is Jerry Brunt, a wonderful Christian man. And we, a year and a half later, married. And then for 7 years, we were childless. And at first, that was not an issue. At first, we were just enjoying being married and growing in the Lord and in each other, our relationship. But after about 2 years, that desire began to grow in me for children. And so for 5 years, there was this growing struggle of wanting children. And at the same time, I can remember crying out to the Lord for children, but also crying out to him not to give me anything that wouldn't bring him honor. And so I was saying, Lord, even if I get down on the floor and throw a tantrum, don't give me children unless this is what is your desire for these lives, that you have a plan for these lives that you intend to accomplish. Not just, I did not want to, even in that, I didn't want to dishonor the Lord. And I had heard a lady on the radio who had prompted that prayer. In her case, she had lost her husband. And I think she was widowed for the second time at a young age. And she had said, Lord, don't let me do anything to mar your glory. And that prayer just stuck inside me. So at the same time that I was truly crying for children, I was also crying for God's honor to be ultimate. And at one point, I believed that God gave me a scripture that he was going to send us children. It was Isaiah 54, the first verses. And as I read those and prayed those, I just knew he was going to do it. And then time began to pass, and no children were born, and no children were conceived. And I began to question. I began to wonder, well, maybe that was spiritual children that the Lord was talking about. And sometimes that is how he gives us children and fruitfulness. But in this case, one day in my distress, I was out walking, and I met a lady that I didn't know very well. but who also lived in my neighborhood and who was a praying woman. As we talked on a playground, a church playground, and sat on the swing set in a little town in Mississippi, she began to pray for me. And as she prayed, I knew that God had rekindled that my faith, that He was going to bring children. Something mm-hmm. happened in that prayer. There's no way to explain what it was. Just a knowing came over me that that promise He had given me earlier was indeed for physical children, that He was going to bring it to pass. He was going to overcome obstacles that seemed impossible at the time that we were praying. And over the next 2 years, He indeed accomplished that. And we have two daughters who are now 22 and 19.
Oh, how marvelous. That's so wonderful. Because everyone is encouraged to hear testimonies of His faithfulness. And one of the things that you're sharing is your desire for children was not overridden by your desire to be pleasing to the Lord.
Yes.
And so often things that are really intense in us that we want and desire, we forget about that part of saying, Father, You're the one that knows best, and You're the one that's orchestrating and leading and putting this together, and You see the end from the beginning, and I don't.
Yes.
And that brings us to a level of trust in Him that is so important, because He does have our best interest at heart. He knows exactly when those children needed to be in a certain classroom.
Yes.
And influence another child, you know, so He won't send them the year before.
That's exactly right.
Just little details yes. like that He has well in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And we can really trust Him in all things. And it's important to hear testimonies that share that. And I know that the people that you shared that in an article that was recently in the Oklahoman, I think on the religion page on a Wednesday. And that was just precious. And I'm sure that many, many people read that and were encouraged.
Well, and you know, the interesting thing that God does, and you know this, Carol, things that He has done for us in the past, often by rehearsing those, we have encouragement for what we're believing Him for today.
Exactly, exactly. And I know that HeartMenders, we do that a lot, share from our testimony. And it encourages everybody. Well, we're going to a commercial break now. This is Carol Gordon and Deborah Brunt. We will be back in a few minutes. You're listening to HeartMenders International, broadcasting on News Radio 1000 KTOK on your dial. Welcome back to HeartMenders International, coming to you on 1000 KTOK, your news radio station. I'm Carol Gordon, and my guest today is Deborah Brunt. As you heard from the earlier segment, she's a wife and mother, and she's a minister of the gospel, and she has a wonderful testimony and a wonderful ministry. Tell me, Deborah, how did you combine family and ministry?
Well, step by step, God taught me. As I said, out of college, I married, and while we were still without children, God called me very specifically to speak and write the things that I was learning from Him. And, of course, I was a young woman just beginning to learn things, but as I learned something, then I was responsible before God to share it with others and learn the next thing and share it.
That's wonderful.
So as I did that over the years, it began with writing for a local newspaper. It began with teaching classes in church for youth and for women. And then as I obeyed God in one thing, then the next thing would come. And He would entrust me with writing books and writing other articles, many other articles, and speaking before groups in different parts of the country. All of it, He was using, allowing me to be a vessel to help others to follow God fully. And sometimes I think in our Christian culture, we elevate speaking or being a platform person as a higher ministry than any other calling, but it's not. It's actually, we're the ones that are to encourage the people in whatever calling God has given
yes.
them, mm-hmm. and to, as any person follows God fully in their calling, that is ministry.
It certainly is. It's so, the way we live that influences people more than what they have, see us say, like as a talking head on TV or
yes.
over the radio or on a platform. A changed life is the biggest witness that there is. Or somebody walking through something and having a victory because they relied on the Lord and He was growing them in that process. It's something people see clearly, whether they know how to articulate it or not. It's really very visible.
Yes.
I think that is our witness.
Yes. And 7 years into marriage, then our children came along, which of course were a ministry
yes.
to my husband and me.
Yes.
And I never thought of myself, I never wrote articles on child rearing or thought of myself as setting an example for others. And yet, as I saw that as my husband and I, in our very human way, tried to follow God fully and loved Him with all our heart, I think that was the best training for our daughters.
Yes, yes.
That as we pursued Him, then God pursued them, our
yes.
daughters, and He drew them to Himself.
Yes, just as your parents' example set a goal for you,
yes.
then you did the same thing for your children. And I think there's, unfortunately, so many families have missed that
mm-hmm.
because of,
yes.
of rebellion and different loss of parents or divorces and other things. It's just tragic what's happened to most of the families in our culture.
Yes.
And we just need desperately to have families that stick it out and do like you and your husband have done to try to live fully what you know of the Lord. And we all know more next year than we did this year.
Yes.
But we, as long as we're out there at the pushing the envelope, so to speak, as they say in the world, to know more of Him and to live more of Him, I think that is the most effective thing we can do in setting things in order so our families will be blessed. And as your children are nearly grown, they'll be establishing their families, then they have a foundation to build on. They are not going to go out and pick somebody to marry that's going to be off the wall because they have a standard to go by. And some of the choices that people make these days in someone to, as they say, hook up with,
yes.
Is just astounding because they have no criteria that they're to go by to what they're, you know, they think if they like the same musical group, that's a value. That is no value. I mean,
you're
that
right.
is not a value
right.
that you go by in, mm-hmm. in picking a spouse.
Yes.
You know, and it's just tragic how shallow the view of some people are in our day and time. And that's why the Lord uses people like you and like me to help people think in a bit broader way and think biblically.
Yes.
As I said in our introduction, it takes biblical a standard of life to combat the pressures that are on families and on individuals now. But we can win the battle for our families. HeartMenders is all about helping you learn to pray effectively and live effectively. We have some messages called The Nature of the War, which were taught last year, and they will be a great help. This is on praying for your family,
mm-hmm.
and we need to recognize that there is a war against the family
yes.
and against individuals. So we package that with our Child Heart book, and this offer is $19 by mail. If you can call 405-495-HOPE, that's 495-4673. We take Visa and MasterCard. It's also available on our web at www.heartmenders.org. You may also call to give a tax-deductible donation. HeartMenders is a faith-based ministry, and our partners help us to reach out to a hurting world. You may also send prayer requests, donations, or product orders by mail to Post Office Box 516, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008-0516. Now, Deborah, I know you have a wonderful little newsletter that you put out. If people would like to pray for you, there's a prayer request that you send out monthly. How would they reach you if they're interested in having more from you to learn about your books and things? What's your website?
My website, Carol, is www.keytruths.com. And that's keytruths, KEYTRUTHS.com. And I do have a local post office box, which I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. It's 12101 North MacArthur, Box 235, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73162. So either one of those ways. If I do send out two columns by email that are free of charge. One is called Perspective, and that's the one that occasionally also runs in the Daily Oklahoman. I also send out a monthly column, which is more of a teaching column, and it's called What's a Woman to Do?
Oh, that's great. And I know that there are a lot of women listening that will be interested in hearing from you on those and getting on your mailing list or your email list. It's wonderful what we can do on email these days, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And Carol, you know, as you were talking about family and importance, I was thinking about you and your husband and how a similar tragedy to the lack of parenting in the family, I believe, is the lack of spiritual mothers and fathers.
Yes.
And that's really what your ministry has been about.
Yes, it has been.
And I think in some degree that is what I've been trying to express, that God is calling me to do, particularly with women, is in a sense an older sister or a parenting ministry to help others to not go where God's leading me, but to go where God's leading them, which is really what you do for your children.
Right.
You don't want them to fulfill your dream. You want them to fulfill what God has for their lives.
Yes. And He may have a generational program, but it will be specifically for each of them in their time.
Yes.
I know my son has received prophetic words that he was receiving some of his father's mantle. And he ministers in a different way than his dad, but the same strength is there, some of the same insights are there. And set of teachings that we offered last month on parental issues, he talks about on there his getting healed toward his dad, because they had a huge history of not functioning together. But God came, because my son would allow the Lord to work in his life, and my husband would allow the Lord to work in his, they came to a wonderful place of healing and fellowship and being brothers in the Lord as well as father and son.
Well, and
at
you
the
know,
end of Lewis's life.
We often say people never change.
But they do.
But they do. But God.
Yes. That's what life is about. It's about changing, because we're always changing one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to change God's way and to please Him and to bring forth our destiny in the Lord. He has a plan, a birthright for us. We get our identity from Him. He has a plan for us. We're not just out here wandering around. Well, Deborah, I thank you for being with us today on News Radio 1000 KTOK. This is Carol Gordon, and I hope this program is expanding your vision of the possibilities of healing in your life and relationships. You can have all the promises of help from heaven that you will pursue. HeartMenders International has a free meeting every Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue in Oklahoma City. Child care is provided for children up to age 12. We have products and prayer support available at the meeting or by phone at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. You may also visit our website at www.heartmenders.org. Thank you again for joining us. We'll see you next week. Blessings on you and your week from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.